You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.TV. Enjoy.
You can be seated. Come on, give the Lord one more mighty shout. We're going to worship the Lord tonight with our giving. And I believe it's a good time after all these miracles to sow into what Jesus is doing. Amen? And we're going to receive a love offering. The gospel is free. And we wanted these meetings to be open to the city without charge. It's not like a conference, registration. The gospel is free. But how many of you know it costs us, God TV, Fresh Fire Ministries, it's costing a whole lot of money day by day to be on the ground 44 days, Healing Awakening, and we're just getting started. We believe the move of God in South Africa will touch the world. The fire is going to get hotter and hotter, hallelujah. The glory is rising. And we're saying, get ready, Soweto. Get ready, Joburg. Because this anointing is coming to Joburg. This anointing is coming to Cape Town. And listen, we are just committed to the move of God in this nation. And we can rejoice in this. 10,003 decisions for Jesus Christ in 43 services. Somebody rejoice. 10,003 salvations. In just 43 meetings, and we're just getting started because the harvest is here. The harvest at the end of the age. There's an anointing. The church is moving into the time where the harvest at the end of the age, I don't know if it'll be a 50-year, 100-year, 200-year. We're going to have a time. It won't be Pentecost. Listen, Pentecost was only the first fruits. And the season of Pentecost is moving now into the season of the Feast of Booths and the Feast of Ingathering. It was the Feast of Ingathering where Israel reaped the full harvest. It was the fall harvest where Pentecost was the harvest in the spring called the Feast of first fruits. Remember on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 salvation. That was a tithe. That was a first fruit harvest. And then 5,000. And then the Lord added to the church. We have been living in the age of Pentecost. But there's going to be a time where we move as a church into the age of the Feast of Ingathering and the Feast of Booths. And I don't know how long it'll be, but it won't just be a first fruit. It'll be the full harvest that Jesus in Matthew 13, Jesus called it the harvest at the end of the age, and the angels are the reapers. How many of you know the church will have a time, I believe it's coming upon us now, where we're going to move into the harvest, into the revival that'll never end, into the harvest in all nations on a global scale, hallelujah, and we're going to see more people saved in the next decade than the last 100 years. I'm prophesying, harvest, harvest, harvest. And I'm asking God for 100,000 souls in South Africa, Zimbabwe. This revival is going to go to Zimbabwe. This revival is going to go to Tanzania. It's going to go to Sri Lanka. It's going to go to India. We're just going to keep going. And God is moving in South Africa. It's going to go to Soweto. It's going to go to Joburg. And when it comes, I believe a great harvest is going to happen in Johannesburg. Get ready. We are planning now that the fire, it was the twin cities. The prophecy was twin cities of revival and power. Joburg, Pretoria, get ready to be a city and a hub of revival and power. And I always saw it as one, God shaking the region, Pretoria, Joburg. And we've made the commitment to be here through Sunday night in Pretoria, here at the showgrounds. Come get some, come get under the cloud. But we're preparing now for what could be even the greater harvest of souls when we move to Johannesburg. I'm praying, God, give us another 10,000 souls. How many people are praying for the harvest? People pray in churches. Are we praying for the harvest? The greatest miracle is the harvest. You know, miracles that happen, they get the attention of the unbelievers so that great multitudes come to hear the word of God and be healed. This is the love of God in action, manifesting, healing people. But signs and wonders, listen, the greatest miracles happen when the unbelievers show up. God loves to show off. God loves to show his power to the unbelievers. The kingdom of God is not mere talking, but power. I'm going to ask you tonight to be challenged, church, in your giving. Because we know how to be a nation that loves to support and send out missionaries. Come on. We know that God's called South Africa to be the gate to release revival to the rest of Africa and the world. I believe it's just begun, and we can sow into it tonight. It's not just the seed that we sow, it's the ground that we sow into. And I'm going to ask our partners and friends and people watching tonight, help us bless what's happening in Africa. You're being blessed by the anointing coming into your living room every night. Thank you, Wendy and Rory. Thank you, God TV, God TV angels. We really need you to stand with us and pray. And whatever it is you can do tonight, would you sow a seed into revival? Believe God for breakthrough in your church, your family, your ministry. We're going to ask our partners and friends around the world that you would take part in this offering we're going to receive. The information's on the screen. You can call the number on the screen and you can sow into what God is doing in Africa and believe God for a harvest in your life and your city. But I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward right now. They're ready. Would you just come forward? We're going to pray over the offering. And as we're praying, would you ask the Lord tonight, God, what do you want me to sow? I'm believing for breakthrough. How many of you are believing for your ministry to have breakthrough, your church to have breakthrough? You're believing God for the anointing, impartation. We're asking God for healing. Listen, you can never purchase the gift of God. You can never purchase the anointing, but you can honor a prophet in the name of a prophet and receive a prophet's reward. You can honor a righteous man in the name of a righteous man and receive a righteous man's reward. You can give a cup of water to the least of these in my name, and you shall by no means lose your reward, the Bible said. You can give a cup of water if it's in the name of the Lord. You can give loaves and fishes like the little boy. He said, all I have is a few loaves and fishes, and I'm going to give it to Jesus to feed 5,000. Maybe all you have is a little jar of oil. Maybe all you have is a few loaves and fishes. Maybe all that you have tonight is a little cup of water in the name of the Lord. But if your offering is in the name of the Lord tonight, you will by no means lose your heavenly reward. Let's believe God as we sow. Would you join us in the offering and just pick up the telephone and call and say, I'm going to give $100. I'm going to give $1,000. I'm going to sow. Just on the website right now, would you sow a seed and say, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the harvest of souls that's happening in Africa. But all over the room right now, say, God, what do you want me to give? And just take a moment right now. Come into agreement with your wife, with your husband. Come into agreement and say, what is it you want to give tonight? And ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to give tonight? Maybe you came ready to give. We're going to worship the Lord with our giving. And when I come back to the platform, we're going to continue to build towards the unusual, special miracles, the anointing service for healing, praying for everybody in the building, praying over the prayer cloths at the altar. We're just going to take a moment to receive the offering, and I'm going to come back and believe God tonight that this presence and power that's flowing on the platform is going to flow in your life. But I am praying for a harvest. How many of you tonight, if every rand that you gave could reach one soul, how many rand would you give? Think of your money tonight. It's not money. Think of your money as a soldier. Come on. If you're giving as you're watching right now, your money is a soldier. The dollars in your hand that you're giving, your credit card, that information, it's harvest. Come on. Pray for the harvest. Say, God, let every dollar, every cent, every rand, every dime that I give reach one soul for Christ. I don't want money. I don't give to get money, but I want 30, 60, 100-fold harvest. I want a harvest of souls in my family. Mother, brother, uncle, sons, daughter, sow a seed for your son and daughter, your mother and your brother. Believe God in your giving tonight as you send the gospel around the world. And as you send the gospel to touch people all over South Africa, say, God, remember my family. God, remember in my giving. Remember my household. And just give with a cheerful heart. God bless you as we give tonight. God bless you as you respond on the television, on the internet. Thank you for sowing your seed. Let's worship the Lord with our
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Giving, we'll be back in a moment.
Well, we've heard Todd asking everyone here to respond and get involved, and to imagine that the donations they're giving tonight, those each rand could actually bring one more soul into the kingdom. And we've seen thousands of people saved here, and we've had thousands of testimonies coming in from around the world. It's just an opportunity to partner with us, and it is a partnership. We're here, we're capturing these images and broadcasting them around the world so that people can be touched and healed and saved. And you help us do that with your partnership. Every pound that you give, every Kenyan shilling that you sow in Kenya helps us to continue to do this and take this around the world. And I know Jens is here with me. He's flown in from Germany today, and he's been seeing live what's been coming in.
Yeah.
He's been seeing we've had thousands, tens and tens of thousands of emails and prayer requests and people responding and people giving from all over the world. So yes.
Absolutely. And you know what? Sometimes God breaks in and he does something unexpected. And that's what he did with this revival. We didn't expect this revival to happen. And I think people need to understand that the costs to bring this revival to the nation is up and beyond our normal budget.
Yeah.
That's why we ask you, this is an extraordinary event. This is an extraordinary revival that is bringing the Word of God into nations all around the world. You truly are a media missionary. And as this is an extraordinary event, I want to encourage you, I want to challenge you to give an extraordinary gift. You may be a God-TV angel. Thank you so much that you are, to support us every month so that we can carry that burden that we carry. But this is special, and that's why we want to encourage you to give above that what you normally give. Media missionaries, bring the Word of God to the nations. Every euro, every pound you give, I thought it was great what Todd said. It's like a soldier. It's like a weapon in the hands of God to defeat darkness and to bring the Word of God to the nations, to Australia, to India, to Africa, to America, to the UK, to the Nordic countries, to Europe. Everyone is receiving what Todd is saying. The Word of God is going to those nations. So really, we want to challenge you to give, to support us. There are several ways you can do that. You can go to the website, www.god.tv. On the right-hand side, there's a donate button. Simply click on it. You can give by credit card. You can give by direct debit. You can also give, ring the number on the screen. You can send us a letter. However you want to do it, however you feel most comfortable, we want to encourage you to get involved today.
And then if you're in Kenya, you'll see the number on the screen there. And that's our M-Pesa number. You can just simply donate from M-Pesa from your mobile phone. And it truly is amazing. We're having testimonies from, you mentioned all those countries, but we're getting testimonies from countries where they have to practice their faith in secret. So as you go, support us to take this all across the world into all those countries where they need this signal so that they can have the precious word of Jesus coming in.
Absolutely. People are getting saved. I can tell you, I've seen the testimonies. I've heard the reports from phone calls. People are getting saved and people are getting healed. So as you sow, be assured you sow into good ground, into ground that sees the gospel spread and impacts life. That is why we get excited. So let's go back to worship. Keep on ringing, keep on going to the website. It's a time to give, it's a time to worship. It's one and the same. Let's join Chelsea again.
Prophecy. It's a declaration. The sick are healed, the dead are raised. It's an anointing being released on the body tonight. How many of you are saying, God, I want that anointing? In your living rooms watching, you want that anointing, that healing anointing, transferable, tangible anointing. Just keep your hands up right now and let me just pray. Father, let the mantle for healing by the Holy Spirit, the grace, the presence of God for healing, miracle healing power, let it be released. Let it come upon every person saying, God, I want this in my hands. I desire, Holy Spirit, I earnestly desire tonight the gift of faith, healing, and miracles. Lord, I pray that there would come upon every person tonight and watching tonight an anointing to pray for the sick to be healed and to pray for the dead to be raised. Let there be an explosion even in this nation of healing power. All over the world, there's a hunger rising and there's a desire rising. And you're saying, God, I want this anointing. Just tell him right now, God, I want this anointing. And the Spirit of God is releasing it. The Spirit of God is releasing it. Healing anointing, miracle anointing, healing mantle coming on you right now. We just release it in Jesus' mighty name out of the atmosphere. Give the Lord a mighty shout. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm going to declare one thing tonight that I have in my spirit. And I'm going to just ask you for a moment. I'm not going to preach tonight, but I am going to declare something out of Matthew chapter 6, if you have your Bible. You can't say that we don't bring our Bible to church, but I'm going to declare something. I'm going to pray something tonight, and I believe this is where great miracles are going to happen. Open heaven for healing. Because we're going to make a declaration, a kingdom declaration. We've already made one tonight. The message is 1 Corinthians 4:20. The kingdom of God is not mere talking, but power. It's time for the church to have a demonstration of the power of God, that we don't just tell the world about Jesus, we show the world Jesus. It's like Acts 4 verse 33. It's one of my life verses. I love preaching out of Acts, the 4th chapter, verse 33. And with great power, they gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we give witness to the resurrection that Jesus is raised from the dead? How do we give witness? And with great power. We give witness by demonstrating the power of God, miracle signs and wonders. This is how the world knew that Jesus was alive, when they arrested Peter and John and they put them on trial and they forbid them to speak or teach or preach in the name of Jesus. They said, you can't do it anymore. And after they were beaten, they let them out of the prison. But the Bible says they prayed and said, Lord, in Acts 4:29, behold their threats. Behold their threats, and grant to your servants that with all boldness we may speak the word of God. In fact, here's how Peter and John and the church prayed after being persecuted for preaching the gospel. They said, give us some more of that stuff that got us in trouble in the first place. The power of God that came on the day of Pentecost and the miracles that got us arrested and beaten and forbidden and put in prison for preaching the gospel. In fact, don't stop. God, grant to your servants boldness that we may continue to be a witness. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you shall receive power to be a witness. We don't want to stop being a witness. They prayed, grant to your servants boldness. Here's how God brings boldness. Ready? By stretching forth your hand to heal. This is how Peter prayed. Stretch forth your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done in the holy name of your servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they prayed was shaken. They were all filled with the Spirit. And what happened? They spoke the word of God with boldness. And then the Bible goes on to say in Acts 4 verse 33, and with great power, not just power, and with great power, they gave witness to the resurrection. That means with great demonstration, miracle signs and wonders. That's not how we give witness today. Look at the church today. Look at the church in South Africa today. What kind of a witness? This is why we need the anointing. This is why we need the power of God. We need to give witness with great power. We need to testify that Jesus is resurrected from the dead. We need to show somebody what resurrection looks like. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. I don't just do resurrection. Jesus.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Said, I am resurrection. You cannot have Jesus and the presence of Jesus and not have resurrection. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. When the resurrection and the life, Jesus shows up, whatever's dead must be resurrected. Whatever's dead must come alive in Jesus' name. We need to believe that and speak that. And I'm going to declare something tonight out of Matthew chapter 6, which is one of the greatest keys that God has given me to seeing miracles and healing. It's not just how to have a greater anointing for miracles and healing, how to increase in the anointing, how to get the gifts of the Spirit, but to be heavenly minded. It's an amazing truth. Most of us are familiar with the Lord's Prayer. But let the Lord just speak something to you out of Matthew chapter 6. The church, the disciples came to Jesus and they said, when you teach Jesus, you teach as one having authority. In fact, when you pray Jesus, things happen. You cast out devils with a word. And Jesus heals every sickness and every disease. And the disciples were moved by the power and the demonstration. They said, it's not like that with our teachers in the synagogue. The religious leaders today, they say the same scriptures, but the power and the authority you have when you speak, they were so moved. The disciples came to Jesus in private and they said this, teach us to pray. Really what they were saying was, how can we pray like Jesus prayed to get the results that Jesus got? How many of you have ever said, Lord, teach us to pray the way the Holy Spirit prays so we can get the kind of power that Jesus got when he prayed? Amen. This is what they were saying, and Jesus gave them the secret to the power of God, miracles. Ready? In verse 9, in this manner therefore pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The first time you've ever heard as an unbeliever, as a religious person, as a Jew, our Father, your Father, my Father, Abba Father, Daddy Daddy, a call to relationship, a call to intimacy. This is how it all begins. Until you know God as your Father, I'm a son and a daughter. Our Father, Abba Father, Daddy Daddy. It all begins with intimacy. It all begins with relationship. How intimate Jesus was when he prayed, our Father who art in heaven. Father, Abba Father. You know, to the crowd, if you would, that was gathered that day, that would be offensive because they only knew God as Jehovah or Yahweh. And the name of God is so holy, you don't even pronounce that name in public if you're a Jew. You can't even say the name unless it's in the right holy place, in the right holy moment, not in casual conversation. The Jews, even to this day, they have such reverence when they refer to the name of God. And here's Jesus saying, our Father. And they're saying, what? Our Father, my Father, to the Gentiles, Father, Daddy, Daddy, that's too intimate. Abba Father, too intimate. And Jesus said, here is the key how to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, which literally means this. God is enthroned. God is put on the throne. The rule and the reign of God comes in praise. God, you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel is the Greek word. Hallowed be thy name. God, you are holy, enthroned in the praise. When Israel praises you in worship and praise, God's throne comes. The rule and the reign of God comes. You literally are bringing the rule, the reign, the domain of the king, kingdom, domain of the king, to earth in praise. when you say, God, you are holy, hallowed be thy name. God inhabits the praises. God's presence and power comes down in praise. Listen, you can't even get to the next part of my message, which is the only message, until you understand setting an atmosphere for the glory. Setting an atmosphere for the glory. Call it open heavens. Worship. High praise. Understanding that when you praise God, God's presence inhabits your praise. You literally change a spiritual climate and atmosphere through praise and intimacy with God. That's why sometimes the music in these meetings, we go on for an hour, 2 hours, soaking in the glory. We never hurry along because something's happening in the spirit realm. The throne of God, sitting at the feet of Jesus in worship. Then Jesus said, after the atmosphere, heaven is open, then you pray this prayer. Ready? Verse 10, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Teach us to pray. Here's how I want you to pray. Pray that it would be heaven on earth. That is the will of God. Pray that it would be heaven on earth. Now, have you ever looked outside or turned on the television and watched the news and realized it's not heaven on earth? But Jesus said, pray that it would be. Jesus wouldn't have you pray something that could not be a reality. He said, here's the key to the power of God in miracles. It's not getting the gift of healing. It's not getting an increase of the anointing. It's learning how to enthrone God so God comes down in worship and praise, changes the climate and the atmosphere. And when you have the presence of God, then you can say, let your kingdom come. You need to pray. When you pray in this manner, pray. Here's how I want you to pray. Pray that it would be on earth as it is in heaven now. That's when the will of God for me, listen, the will of God in heaven on the earth. That's when my standard changed. And I said, heaven isn't something I wait for. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and the kingdom of God is within you. This is when my mindset changed, and I got a kingdom mindset. And I realized the will of God is this for Todd Bentley. I don't know about you, but it goes along with Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. No evil, no plague, no sickness, no pestilence, nor the arrow that flies by day. Not one evil, wicked work of the devil. Listen, it's not going to come near my dwelling. Just go back to Psalms 91 and realize that promise can be a literal reality, not just a heavenly good idea. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's a living reality. While you are on the earth, you can be in the secret place of the Most High under the shadow of the Almighty, and no evil, no sickness, no pestilence, no cancer, no poverty, no plague can touch you when you're in the glory of His presence. Now hold on. This is why Jesus said, when you pray, pray, your kingdom come. Let the will of God be done on earth the same as the will of God in heaven. Jesus doesn't want you to pray for something that you can't have. He said, if you want to see the miracles and you want to see the power and you want to transform cities, pray that the kingdom of God would come. The rule and the reign as it is in heaven, His world. If you were in heaven right now, what would you expect to see? Why should we expect any less? when we're made to sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, and you've become the temple, and it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Why should we expect anything less when the kingdom of God is within you and the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Heaven isn't just something I'm waiting for. Oh, I realize that his enemies were defeated 2,000 years ago, and I understand in the scripture and in theology that my enemies are still being made my footstool, even though they were defeated already. There's a place where you have to take what the cross has given you and apply it and make it a present day reality. I realize there's a present kingdom and there's a kingdom coming, but we can taste of the powers of the age to come through the Holy Ghost. And my question is,
you're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
How much heaven are you going to settle for? My standard is this: on the earth as it is in heaven. Now, you might want to wait 20 years or 40 years until you're dead, absent from the body, present with the Lord, until you start living in kingdom reality. But Jesus said, kingdom reality is this: if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come upon you. The kingdom of God is power manifested, casting out devils. The kingdom of God is miracles, signs, and wonders. If you really had the kingdom, you would have healing. See, we're trying to get healing when really we need to be more focused on how much kingdom and presence do you have. Do you have the presence of the King? Hosting the presence of the King, our Father who art in heaven. Your kingdom come. What is the kingdom of God? And this is the end of my message. The kingdom of God is this: as it is in heaven. Think about what heaven would be like. No sorrow, no pain, no sorrow, no sickness, no disease. If you were in heaven, how normal would it be? Listen, let me ask you a question. If you were in heaven, would it be normal to see angels? If you were in heaven, do you expect to see anything the prophets described about the throne room? Do you expect to see the 24 elders? Do you expect to see the angels and the cherubim? Do you expect the Father in his glory? Do you expect streets that are golden? Do you expect that there's going to be people like Elijah and Adam and Abraham and Peter and James and John? Are they going to be in heaven? And your family, are they going to be in heaven? And when you get to the place called heaven, the Lord really begun to deal with me, and these were the words the Lord gave me. What are you waiting for? That's why seeing angels is normal for me. Visions is normal for me. Dreams are normal for me. Miracles are normal for me. Casting out devils is normal for me, because it is the kingdom, and the kingdom of heaven is inside of me, and I have a kingdom mindset. This is the way that I think. What is the kingdom of God? As it is in heaven. The will of God in heaven on the earth. And Jesus was teaching them, when you pray, pray that it would be on earth as it is in heaven. It's not, but it can be. Pray that it would be. When you pray, pray your kingdom come. God wants you to say, God, let it be as it is in heaven in my house. Pretty soon, your children begin to take on the influence of the atmosphere. They don't even know what's happening, but somebody brought the kingdom, and people start looking like kingdom. Pretty soon your church says, this is a cancer-free zone. And pretty soon cancers can't even get in the door anymore, because you have a kingdom. We got to get to the place where we say, no evil, no plague, no pest. And we need to believe Psalms 91 is a prophetic picture of your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That no pestilence, no arrow that flies by day, no sickness, no disease, no terror by night. Because I've been the kingdom. What's the kingdom? as it is in heaven. Your standard for Christianity needs to be heaven, the will of God in heaven. And believe God, this is the, for your family, your business, your finances, your physical body, and your inheritance in Christ. Blessed with every spiritual blessing, Ephesians 1:3. Blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. What does that look like? It's a part of my inheritance in Christ. You know what my inheritance is? I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God, so pardon me if I offend the religious spirit. And I start living in the reality of heaven on earth, and I talk about the angels I see, and it offends the church. Why isn't it that we're so normal? Why aren't dreams, visions, angels, heavenly encounters, miracles, signs, wonders, casting out, why is that not the normal? Why is that the once in a lifetime, if God ever speaks to you, once a year, you're having too many visions? You can't be seeing in the spirit that much all the time. Oh, yes, I can, because I'm in heaven. Listen, your expectancy has to do a lot with what you're receiving. I don't just expect miracles, signs, and wonders, and power, and salvation. That's my favorite. I expect that if I am in the kingdom and the kingdom is in me, and the Bible makes it pretty clear, I can come boldly before the throne of grace. So pardon me if I literally go to the throne room and come back and tell people like what heaven was like. Start talking about heavenly encounters and the church gets unbelieving. They get skeptical. Start talking about angels and the church is like, oh, angels. I'm sorry, that's called normal for me. God said, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And what does the Holy Spirit outpouring look like? Old men shall dream dreams. Young men shall see visions. All young men should be having visions. If every teenager in your church, a pastor, every Sunday was telling you the visions they were having, that would be normal. God's setting a standard today for the new normal. Old men are going to dream dreams. It should be normal to dream every night. I'm not saying we do. I'm not saying it's a reality, but I'm saying why not? God said, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. Sons and daughters will prophesy. Let's believe God. The outpouring of the spirit will be so great. Every son and daughter will prophesy until every person hears the voice of God and prophesies. It's not the fullness of outpouring. Signs in the heavens above, wonders in the earth beneath. Show your power, God. The heavens declare the glory of God. We're going to pray tonight the kingdom. And when we do, heaven is going to come. As it is in heaven is going to become a reality in your life, in your church, in your ministry. That means everything that does not line up with the will of God in heaven is going to have to go. And we're going to make a new declaration, a new kingdom declaration. You're going to speak it over your neighborhood. You're going to speak it over your house. You're going to speak it over your city. You're going to speak it over your business. You're going to speak it over your finances. You're going to speak it over your children's children. And you're going to keep speaking it and believing that every place that you put the sole of your foot, God has given it to you, that you're creating invisible spiritual boundaries that the devil can see. Maybe you can't see it in the natural, but as I march around, hallelujah, something's happening in the walls of Jericho. As I march around the wall, you can't see it in the spirit, but something's happening in the spirit realm. And on the seventh time, as I go around the wall, that wall's going to come down. I'm telling you tonight, Pretoria, we can lift up our voice and say, Father, let your kingdom come, and the government of God will come into the government city. And we got to prophesy the change of a spiritual climate and the change of a spiritual atmosphere. And it's coming not just by mere talking, but by power. There's already been a demonstration of power tonight before the preaching. But you know, there are people, I believe, in this meeting, you've never received the kingdom of God. And the Bible says you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. It not only says you must be born again to see the kingdom as a reality in your life now, But the Bible says you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. That has to do with your future inheritance in eternity. Enter the kingdom of God. Jesus said two things. You must be born of the Spirit, born from above by the Spirit of God. You must be born again to see the reality of the kingdom in your life, to see the kingdom of God. You must be born again to enter one day in the future when you die. Entering the kingdom and seeing the kingdom are two different things. I'm seeing the kingdom now. One day I will enter the kingdom eternally. But there are people in this room today. You came for a blessing.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Or a touch or a healing. And I cannot have a service where we see a demonstration of God's love and power without giving an invitation and an opportunity for somebody, even one soul that has never given their life to Jesus. I must, when I preach the gospel of the kingdom, give an invitation for you to be born again. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. If you are not sure of your salvation, or maybe you were like me when I was a young man, I knew I was lost. Nobody had to tell me I was a sinner. Nobody had to tell me to get right with God. I knew I wasn't right with God. And people that are in this room, if you've never been born again, if you've never asked Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior, you would know it. And as I'm speaking right now, the Holy Spirit is knocking at the door of your heart. And many watching in their living rooms, watching in India, watching all over the world right now, all over Africa, people are watching, hallelujah, and you've never given your life to Jesus. You might be watching in a hotel room or a hospital room. I'm going to give an opportunity for you to be born again. You must be born again. Listen, any man that is in Christ Jesus will be a new creation, and old things will pass away and all things will become new. This kingdom that I'm talking about tonight, you can receive it in your heart. You can receive it in your life, in your family, in your home, and all things will become new, and the power and the glory of God will start working in your life. But you must make a decision tonight to believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. I want every head to bow and every eye to close tonight for the most holy moment in this service tonight, for the greatest miracle in this service tonight. I want to speak to every man and woman. I want to speak to every man and woman watching tonight. You've been hearing the testimonies of the power of God, seeing the power of God, people that have been getting touched and healed and delivered. And I'm telling you tonight, Jesus wants to step into your life, step into your heart, and make you a new creation. And I'm going to ask you to come to Jesus. I'm going to ask you to come to Christ, to his love and to his goodness tonight. It's the goodness of God that'll bring you to repentance. When the love and the goodness of God touches you, you'll want to repent of your sin. Hallelujah. When the kingdom comes, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You got to change the way that you think. You got to make a decision tonight. Change the way that you think and say yes to Jesus, and the kingdom of God will come. Many of you are going to receive this kingdom tonight for the first time. If you've never been born again, as your head is bowed, as your eyes closed, I want to ask you the eternal question right now. If you were to die tonight, and it's appointed unto man once to die, then the judgment. If you were to die tonight and stand before God's throne, and God asked you one question, why should I let you into heaven? What would you say? Oh, there's many Christians, but maybe you're lost, backslidden, prodigal son or daughter, or you need to get right with God. Maybe you came tonight for a miracle or a healing. You're a Hindu, you're a Muslim, you're a Satanist, you're an atheist. I don't know your religious background. You're watching me tonight. You're saying, who is that preacher? I've never seen a preacher with tattoos yelling and screaming at the television, but you're watching me in your living room. You're watching me in your hotel room in India. You're watching in your hospital bed. You need a miracle, you need a healing. You need Jesus. If you want to give your life to Christ with me tonight, and I can pray with you to receive the free gift of salvation, put up one hand right now. Is there anybody in the auditorium? God bless you. Anybody else? God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You want to give your life to Christ? Go ahead and put your hand up right now and just say, that's me, and just wave it at me. I don't want to miss one. I see your hand. Anybody else in the auditorium? Anybody right here? I see those hands. I see over here several of you. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. In the back, I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. And you. you. I want to pray with you and you. I want you right now, right here. I'm going to pray with you, sweetheart. I want you to stand to your feet quickly. Don't think about it. Stand up and come down here and let me pray with you. I'm going to meet you at the altar tonight. I'm going to meet you. Just come quickly. Come out of your seat. Come out of your seat. Come out of your seat tonight. Quickly. Just get out of your seat and come and give your life to Jesus Christ. Would you do that now? I'm going to pray with you in your home. I'm going to pray with you watching in your living room. Get ready. I want you to pray with me in just a moment as people are coming forward to give their life to Jesus right now here in Pretoria. We're going to pray with you in your living rooms all over the world. But just come quickly. God bless you as you come down the aisles. Turn to your neighbor. Turn to your neighbor on your right and left. Come on, church. Do the work of an evangelist. Turn to your neighbor and say, do you know Jesus? Turn to the person beside you, the person behind you. Say, do you know Jesus? They might need your help tonight. Just get them up right now and bring them forward quickly, quickly. Just come and join us at the altar. One more moment. One more moment. God is knocking. It's an urgency. Today is the day. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day. Today is the day. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you as you come and stand before Christ. God bless you as you come. Any others right now? Any others need to come? Bring your family. Bring your friends. I'm going to call the church in Pretoria in the next 5 days that we're here at the showgrounds. Reach out to one soul. Bring somebody that doesn't know Jesus. In fact, I would give a challenge. I gave a 1,000 soul challenge. And there was a handful of people even watching on the television that said, Todd, I will take the 90-day 1,000 soul challenge. 1,000 people giving their lives to Jesus. You're watching, you're an evangelist, you're a missionary, you love soul winning. I gave a 1,000 soul challenge. And I said, who, what church, what ministry, what evangelist is going to believe God and go after 1,000 souls in the next 90 days on the streets of your city? And many people, you sent me a message even on Twitter and you said, 1,000 soul challenge, yes, yes, yes. 1,000 soul challenge, yes. And I pray that many more would say yes to a 1,000 soul challenge in 90 days. Todd, I'm going to get 1,000 souls for Christ. But let's break it down. There's many people standing here tonight to give their life to Christ. It's the greatest miracle. Let me put this challenge out to many of you tonight and many of you watching. In the next 5 days, starting tomorrow night, I'm going to have out in the information where we have the information, you come into the auditorium, we're going to have a soul station, a soul winning station where people can come and give the testimony of people that are giving their lives to Jesus through your witness. And here's what I'm going to ask tonight. In the next 24 hours, I'm asking for 1,000 harvesters. I'm asking living rooms around the world. I'm asking for 1,000 people to say, yes, Todd, I'm going to believe God and I'm going to go after one new soul in the next 24 hours. I want 1,000 people, 1,000 harvesters, 1,000 laborers. I have more than that in the room here tonight. And how many millions watching? How many of you, if the Holy Spirit moves on you, I'm going to bless you, are willing to say, God, give me a divine appointment. Give me one soul that I can lead to Christ in the next 24 hours. I need 1,000 people that'll go after one soul. Maybe you'll go to the street tomorrow. Maybe you'll go to the mall. Maybe you'll go to the restaurant. Maybe you'll go to your family. You've got to do the work of an evangelist. I'm asking for 1,000 harvesters. I'm watching. Come on. You're watching me. I'm asking for 1,000 people. If you're watching me right now and you'll be a harvester, send me an email right now. awakening@god.tv. Put harvester in the subject line. Harvester, harvester, harvester. Send me a message on Facebook or Twitter and just say, I'll be a harvester, Todd. I'll be a harvester. I'll be a harvester. And then, when you come back Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, go to the soul winning station. And if you get somebody and you lead them to Christ, it's a decision when you bring their name and their phone number and all of their details. You can't just show up and go, yeah, I prayed with 5 people that got saved. When they pray with you, get their information. and bring it to the reporting station. Come on, I'm going to commission you. It's a really quick commissioning, but how many people are in tonight to believe God? If not in the next 24 hours, in the next week, in the next 5 days, how many of you are saying, God, give me one soul. God, give me two souls. God, give me three souls. I want the church in Pretoria to be mobilized and do the work of evangelism. I want 1,000 harvesters watching me on TV right now. Send me an email. Put harvester in the subject line, awakening at God TV. Tell me you'll get a soul for Christ. Maybe you're going to take the 1,000 soul challenge. Send us a message. Shout out on Twitter, Facebook. Say, I'm in. I'll be a harvester, Todd. And I want you to stand up if that's you. We're going to pray with the people at the altar. I'm going to pray with you. In fact, I'm going to step down and pray with you. I'm going to lay my hands on you. But I want you to pray a prayer with me. And I want you in your living rooms to pray this prayer. If you've never given your life to Christ and you want to be born again, everyone in the auditorium is going to pray. But if you're willing to say, God, let the soul-winning anointing come on me, stand up. Stand up. I know there's evangelists, power evangelists, missionaries, pastors, soul winners in the room already. You already do this stuff. This is normal for you. Many of you watching, this is normal for you. But I'm asking the Father, the Lord of the harvest, to send out laborers tonight. I'm praying tonight on a Tuesday night. We're going to lay hands on everything that moves and release the impartation.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
I want 1,000 people to say, God, give me one soul in the next 24 hours. When it happens, you come back before the service between 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock. We're going to have a soul-winning reporting station. You bring back their name, their number, all their information so we can follow up. So it's not just babies without making disciples. Amen? How many people are in? How many people know somebody you're going to go to the next 24 hours and lead them to Christ? You might have to go find somebody because you've been a Christian so long you don't have any unbelieving people anymore. You need to go out to where the lost are. Go to the shanty towns. Go somewhere where people are ready to receive Christ. Pray for them to get healed. Let them have an encounter with God's power and love and bring them to Jesus. All over the world, you're saying, yes, yes, yes. Send me an email, awakening@god.tv. Put harvester, harvester, harvester in the subject line. I want to know that you're taking the challenge. But I'm going to pray all over the room. Put your hands up. And we're going to pray this prayer of salvation first. Everybody at the altar, if you want to give your life to Jesus and you're watching me, we're going to pray together. Everybody's going to pray this prayer. Ready? Say, Jesus, Jesus, I want to know you. Just tell him, Jesus, I want to know you. I want to be born again. I ask you to come into my life now, Jesus. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from my sin. I want to be a new creation. Make me a new creation. I've come to receive the free gift of salvation. I come to receive now the free gift of salvation. Come into my heart. Ask him in your living rooms all over the world. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. I give my life to you, Jesus. Just say this. I will follow you. I will follow you all the days of my life. Write my name in the book of life. Remember me in heaven. I want to receive you now, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. And say, let your kingdom come. To say, God, let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Stay standing for a moment. We're going to bless these souls. Just stay standing for a moment in your living rooms. We're going to bless these souls. Lord, the kingdom of God released over these souls. The kingdom, 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 the kingdom of God. There it is on you. God's touching you, healing you. Kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the Holy Spirit, power in your heart. It's on you, the anointing, 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 the anointing. Touch the anointing, the anointing, the anointing, the anointing, the anointing, the healing anointing of Jesus. Power flowing right now. Your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. Come on, thank the Lord for these souls right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, bless them, fill them, pray for them, church. Pray for them, pray for them. Breakthrough, breakthrough, healing, power, Jesus, miracle, healing, power, Holy Ghost, power, fire, fire of God. Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout. Jesus, hallelujah. People praying in your homes. Did you give your life to Jesus tonight? Take a moment right now. If you prayed that prayer of salvation, doesn't matter where you are in the world, I want to pray with you. Send me an email right now, awakening@god.tv. Send me an email and just put salvation in the subject line. If you gave your life to Jesus, just put salvation in the subject line of your email and send me an email right now. Tell me which country you're in. Tell me what city you're in. I want to pray with you. If you just gave your life to Christ, send me an email and put salvation in the subject line. Do it now. Salvation, salvation in the subject line. You just gave your life to Jesus. Tell us about it. Tell us about it right now. Send us an email. Pick up the telephone. Call the number on the screen where you're watching tonight's broadcast, and a prayer counselor will pray with you on the telephone, and you can be set free and healed and delivered. Come on, let's give Jesus a mighty shout for the harvest. And now, I want to pray with those of you that came forward, and I want to ask you for just a couple of moments, couple of minutes, if I could have each of you that we just prayed with, if I could have you just for a moment, follow these gentlemen to my left, Corey, right here. Could I just have you come this way for a moment? We want to pray with you. Can we just thank God again for this harvest? Just come this way. Just come this way. Just follow them right here. Just follow them right here. God bless you as you come. Just come this way for a moment. Ushers, help me. Let's just move them this way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, how many of you are praying for that soul-winning anointing tonight? I'm going to pray in just a few moments at the altar for these prayer cloths that we're going to give to one person. Everybody's going to get a prayer cloth for a miracle, for a healing. You're going to carry the healing anointing. And then I'm going to have prayer lines and pray for everybody in the building. And you're going to get the power of God. And the power of God is so you can be a witness. But let's pray right now, 1 minute, if you want to be a soul winner. And you're going to say, yes, Todd, I'm asking for one soul in the next 24 hours. I'm going to do it. I'm going to hit the streets. I'm going to hit the malls, the marketplace. I'm going to demonstrate kingdom. How many are praying that right now? Just wave at me. I need 1,000 harvesters. There we go. I got more than 1,000. Good. How many watching? Yes, Todd. Yes, Todd, send us an email. Put harvester, yes, harvester, in the subject line. If you're saying yes to this soul-winning challenge, you could send us a shout-out on Twitter and say, yes, Todd, soul-winning. Let's pray. Father, we ask for harvesters and souls in Jesus' name. Give us souls. Lift up your voice and pray right now for 1 minute for a soul. Break the powers of darkness. Break the powers of the blinding God of this world. Lord, release souls right now. Release souls in Africa. Release souls in the nation. Release souls in our family. Release souls our neighbors. Release souls in Pretoria. Release souls in Johannesburg. Release souls right now. Father, I ask for a harvest of souls. A harvest of souls on the streets and the highways and the byways as people are saying, yes, 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 Lord, yes, Lord. Give me one soul in the next 24 hours. Yes, Lord, the 1,000 soul challenge. Give me 1,000 souls for Christ. Lord, and release the anointing. Release the anointing. Release the anointing. In Jesus' name. Amen. When you get a soul for Christ, send us an email and say, somebody got saved. Send us their information. Email us. Tell us what's happening as souls are getting saved. In the room, when you come back Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, go to the soul station and give us your testimony. I want to bring some of you onto the platform to testify about the people getting healed and saved, especially outside of the four walls of the church. Come on, let's give Jesus a mighty shout for the harvest, for the harvest. And I'm going to ask my associate here, Michael Christie, to step out onto the platform, and he's going to organize the prayer lines. And as he does, I'm going to come over and get before the altar, and I'm going to come into your living rooms and pray for you for just one more moment. And I'm going to pray over thousands of these prayer cloths, which we're going to have the ushers help me. We're going to distribute one prayer cloth to every person in the room so you can bring it to somebody that's sick. We're believing God for a healing explosion. If you're watching tonight, I'm going to step over to the altar. You're going to touch your television. You're going to touch your computer, and we're going to release the healing anointing. Believe God with you for your miracle, your prayer request that's come in. We put it on the altar. I'm going to pray with you. But welcome for one moment, Michael Christie here tonight. He's a revivalist. He's a great servant and loves the glory. But man, this guy can preach. And he's going to help me tonight. Thank you, Michael, for serving the anointing. We love you, young man. And he's like a brother. And we love taking this fire around the world. But he's going to help tonight with the prayer line. So I'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third Great Awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.TV. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio.